November 28, echo the message, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. A short time before his ascension to his heavenly throne, Christ commissioned his disciples to go into all the world as teachers of righteousness. Among the believers to whom the commission was given were many from the humbler walks of life, men and women who had learned to love their Lord and who had determined to follow his example of self-denying service. To these lowly ones of but limited talent, as well as to the disciples who had been with the Savior during the years of his earthly ministry, was a commission given to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15. To the members of the early church was given a sacred trust. They were to be the executors of the will in which Christ had bequeathed to the world the treasure of life eternal. In the trust given to the first disciples, believers in every age have shared. God desires that every believer shall be an executor of the Savior's will. The unselfish labor of God's people in past ages is to his servants today an object lesson and an inspiration. Today God's chosen people are to be zealous of good works, separating from all worldly ambition and walking humbly in the footsteps of the lowly Nazarene. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. This commission to bid others come embraces the entire church and applies to everyone who has accepted Christ as his personal Savior. Every soul who has heard the divine invitation is to echo the message, saying to those with whom he comes in contact, Come. From the moment of conversion, those who receive Christ are to become the light of the world. The Holy Spirit, Christ's representative, arms the weakest with might to press forward to victory. The work that some are able to do may appear to be restricted by circumstances, but wherever it is, if performed with faith and diligence, it will be felt to the uttermost parts of the earth.